Sinead Egan is here with It Says in the Papers.
Blackout fears give the lead story to the Irish Independent and the Irish Examiner. Caroline O'Doherty reports in the Independent that household routines causing tea time electricity demand increases are to be targeted, as the Commission for Regulation of Utilities has warned the risk of power outages is growing. The paper reports that electricity supply companies have been ordered to find ways to curb the 5 to 7pm peak time daily power surge. The CRU said behaviour change needs to happen fast, as there is a significant risk to supply. It specifically singles out extra large energy users, in particular data centres. The killing of Thomas O'Halloran is the lead story for the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror again today. In the Irish Times, neighbours of his in London speak of their shock at the attack. Martin Jones says groups were threatening Mr O'Halloran outside his local Tesco store in Perivale. He described how 2 weeks ago, when he was out collecting for Ukraine, Mr O'Halloran had a big sign saying that it was his 87th birthday. Elsewhere in that paper, Carl O'Brien reports that the Department of Social Protection has received a record number of applications for the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance, as many families struggle to cope with the rising cost of living. The strong performance of Northern Irish students in this year's A-level exams features prominently in the Belfast Telegraph and the Irish News. Students there recorded the highest rate of A and A-star results in the whole UK. The dance antics of Finland's Prime Minister get broad coverage in the papers this morning. The Independent reports that 36-year-old Sanna Marin, who has been labelled the coolest politician in the world, has had to deny taking illegal drugs after videos of her partying were leaked. In the video, unidentified people are heard shouting a slang word for cocaine in Finland. The papers are replete with pictures of the style at the Dublin Horse Show yesterday. Teenager Tiffany Fay, who won the day with her beautiful lace frock and impressive homemade floral hat, is the main photograph for the Irish Times and the Examiner. The actress Joan Collins, sporting grey hair for a role, is front page news for the Irish Daily Mail. And angry birds are in the papers today, seagulls to be specific. Page 12 of The Star reports on warnings from pest control company Rentokil of a wave of aggressive birds that could sweep down and steal food out of people's hands. Nesting season means the creatures are ready to attack, we're told. And gulls are on the mind of Hilary Fannin in the Irish Times this morning too. She describes the havoc these winged corner boys are causing in her coastal neck of the woods, operating in packs of three and stealing your snack box. She reckons these pink-legged marauders, these gimlet-eyed opportunistic scavengers, are not just getting smarter, they're becoming alarmingly strategic, adding, "I'm seriously thinking of approaching them for some investment advice."